most of you know, we also have spoken word at this open mic, and we have a wonderful writer who comes here often. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Okay, seems good. Thanks. It's good. No, this is good. This is good. It's fine. I don't need it. This poem is from my book about actresses, Famous, Funky, and Forgotten. And I haven't looked at it for 2 years, so this is inspirational. I've gotten back to it. This one is about Laurette Taylor, born in 1884 and died in 1946. Queen Mary said La Belle Laurette was the most successful actress America had ever sent. She was married to Charles Taylor, and he insisted she perform in no plays but the ones he wrote himself. So she finally left him and went to England, where she became famous and was called the Lioness of London. And this is about her. I never cry. Lift the trap door, and you will find who I am beneath the stage in the storage rooms of my imagination. Only in the theater will you find my tenderness. The best of me I give to strangers, and I never cry. Father's whip hung on the back of the bedroom door, a full stop with a knot at the end of it, and for further punctuation, an asterisk of 6 leather tongs. At a new school, when all aflutter with Gallic gestures, I shrugged and introduced myself in a French accent as Loris from Paris, the children followed me home, calling on all the saints to save me from the sin of the lion tongue. Father made me kneel in confession until my legs were too sore to walk. Why do priests wear skirts, I asked, when they can be just as holy in pants? He forced me to count the beads all day in penance. No wonder mother called him a good-looking dish with nothing in it. He commanded her to stand by the open window during thunderstorms, even though lightning terrified her. I grew used to storms and began to brew them myself out of nothing. Like sailors who favor the life of lurch and pitch, I was able to sleep more peacefully on a reeling ship. In my essay about my life, I wrote, "You have fathers, but I have none. I am the illegitimate daughter of a Spanish prince. Like the smell of sulfur, word spread. After the teacher paid her visit, I handed father the whip and added to that color he couldn't breathe, the pale yellow of humiliation. Around the knot, I tied a pink bow. Leaning out the window, I hollered, "Help! Murder! Police!" They said my imagination would consume me. Though mother's eyes were large and dark, it wasn't that faraway land of Spain they longed for, only the theater, as far away as the horse car could take us. His fist in her face like a gun, father roared, "She can't even read or write. Theater people are damned." I could have been Lola Montez in Escape from the Heron. I could have been Lola Montez escaped from the harem when we escaped from Harlem, 125th Street. Mother knew of Lily Langtry, her big debut, and understood she stoops to conquer. When I believe it, the audience believes it. I know every word by memory, every speech I'm about to utter. I know when to open a door, where to cross stage right, stage left, and on what hook to hang my cape. My hands know when to lie still on my costume, cross over my knees, or why they pick up a letter. I know inside which drawer my handkerchief or gun is kept. I know how to slip the letter in my bodice when Captain Absolute knocks at the door. And I know how to perch with my needlepoint on the sofa and wait for him to leave. I can predict during each performance when, according to the number of laughs in the day of the week, the curtain will fall. But one night, I misjudge, fail to stand back far enough, and the black drape whirs behind me, cuts me off from the stage, flips me into an unexpected living moment, leaving me alone with the audience on the dark side of that other world. I like to think of things that please me far better than facts. Facts like those welts that rose on the surface of my skin, welts that inspired the rebel within. When I peek through a hole in the scenery, I switch the world of truth into a world of make-believe. Then I take my world into the theater and create a truth I can bear. Thank you.
One more hand for Suzanne Owens.